Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Have another great show. We have a great guest. We're going to have a great time.
Yes. Yes, yeah. We do. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about March Madness and Men at Play and male creativity and all sorts of fun things. We're just going to ad lib and go, I think, here. And we have a special guest, yeah. Lance White, who is a very famous and gifted psychic healer, author, and exceptionally adept practitioner of question-triggered channeling. We'll find out more about that. And he also has a radio show here of a fireside chat with Zany Mystic.
So. And we thought he would be a perfect match of March Madness, male energy from the Zany Mystic, and Zany being the light-hearted quality of consciousness, and it sounded like he would really be able to do that for us. And so welcome, and I think he's there, right? Okay.
Yes, hello. Is this time for me to say hi?
Well, you can say hi. We were also going to mention about that we're on Facebook and stuff. Janet, do you want to?
But yeah, no, go ahead. Do all your announcements. But Lance is listening, so we're starting on. Okay, so there okay. We go. Go ahead, Joan. Get it all out of the way.
Okay, so like as we normally do is we get the stuff out of the way and then we bring Lance on. So. We just want to remind folks that we're on Facebook and on Twitter, and to join us there, look for us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can find us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, and send us your suggestions of things to talk about. You can also email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we will answer your questions and talk about the themes you suggest to us on the air.
And Joan's got, you've got some great, your Kindle books.
Long pause. Okay. So I also want to remind folks of.
Okay.
Yes. So we both have wonderful websites. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and we've got all sorts of fun things on there. Tips for holding your own amidst chaos and change. And then also Janet's new website
is janetandbeyond.com. And both Joan and I write great blogs every week. And if you subscribe to either of our blogs on either of our websites, on mine, you can get a $25 discount on your first session you book with me. But you also get for free my wonderful 28 points to enjoying being alive. I was writing top 10 tips, but you know what happens with that? There's just too much information. So there you go. There's 28 different ways to pay attention and enjoy life. So look forward to sharing with that. And probably everyone is going to hear my cat in the background, which is very interesting. So I think she's probably here for Lance. Do you like cats, Lance? I know you got a dog.
Yes, yeah, I love cats. Go. I love all creatures.
Okay, all right. Well, at this point, I'm not too crazy about her, but okay, there we go. Tell us what we're doing, Joan. Do we still have Joan there? Well, that sounds interesting. I believe we're still recording. I can hear you, right, Lance?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
looks like March Madness and zaniness. Tell me a little bit about your background. Why the Zany Mystic?
Well, about, let's say, 15 years ago, I was in an altered state, and on the computer, I was having all kinds of psychic and telepathic communications, which I was deciphering on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, by chance, yes, wink, wink, started one with this woman who had posted something, and apparently the very tail end of her conversation was snipped into something that I read, and it sounded intriguing. So I contacted mm-hmm. her, Carol is her name, mm-hmm. and she was a healer, a pro bono healer, with a group called the Healing Friends. It's a group that's off the beaten path mm-hmm. that does pro bono healing work. And we began a series of dialogues about consciousness and just various subjects that were very intimate. And mm-hmm. so I discovered that she was in this group of healers, and eventually she said, I can't really let you into the group, but I can give you a link where you can watch the post, or you can learn and listen. And so that's what she did. And it turned out that one of my old friends, I can't think of her name right now, but one of my old friends that was involved with the Gurdjieff Ouspensky group during the 70s with me, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was a healer there. And okay. so she turned out to be in the group, and I knew her. And so eventually it came down to the point where I wanted to be involved with these women. I think it was all women at the time, and maybe there was one man, and so I did. I was accepted into the group and as a healer, and this was about 15 years ago or longer, and I learned a lot, and I was kind of the zany one because I have had no formal training in healing, and mm-hmm. I would post things. You know, I was just totally into the whole metaphysical, esoteric, you know, everything that was invisible, I was going down mm-hmm. every rabbit hole I could find, right. and I would send posts to the group and comments, which were just kind of, you know, they were just me, zany mystic. And so my friend said one day, and after I'd been there for about a couple of years, she said, you know, Lance, you're just a zany mystic.
Well,
and
in Joan's term,
if
Joan was here, because I don't know that
I am here, I'm just listening.
Okay, there you are. Okay, I thought we lost you. Zany to her. Well, tell us what zany meant to you about consciousness, Joan.
Well, what I was thinking about is when I'm experiencing consciousness, it's very lighthearted and playful, and it's the energy of amusement. Mm-hmm. And the other quality of consciousness is that it is unexpected. So like when Janet and I do the energy work that we do, we have to really have almost like a beginner's mind when we go into it. We can't have any preconceived ideas about, you know, even what the person's laundry list of complaints are. You just go in and you do whatever shows up, and it's magical, mystical, and quirky. So I was thinking for you, Lance, is that word zany perfectly embodies that energy of consciousness that is both fun and unexpected at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. I agree
and,
with everything you said.
As opposed to being like a deep and serious mystic.
Yes. Yes. You know, that is it. That is the energy of being present in the moment. And everything is literally alive and talking to us. And so,
right.
you know, like when
right.
kids talk to their vegetables, you know, they're playing with their vegetables, and parents say, don't play with your vegetables. Well, they're cutting off the child's essence, which is
right.
innocent and all spirit, mostly right. spirit, and the beginning of a little personality starts to develop. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, licking your paw. If you lick it enough, you'll eventually get to the bone. So, but the kids know that the vegetables are alive and they are talking to us.
Okay.
And so, and even the plate is. Everything mm-hmm. is sentient. And as we go through this shift, the many shifts that we're going through, which is the meeting of the lower realms and the higher realms, which means the inner and the outer, and it starts with the inner core, then we're going to be more present to the telepathic qualities of everything. So I start laughing because when I look at anything in my home, I can talk to it telepathically. I'm communicating with it, and sometimes things just move on their own. And or something will fall, and I say, "Now, why did you do that?" And it will tell me, "Well, I wasn't getting enough attention." And so, you know, if you do that all day long and into the night, you're having so much fun. By the time you're ready to go to bed, that it's like, "Well, I don't want to go to bed yet." And of course, there's no reason to go to bed because we don't need sleep, and soon we don't need food. I'm finding I'm eating a lot less and juicing a lot more, and there are breatharians that will tell us that we don't really need any of this stuff in the first place. So, anyway.
Okay, so what we're hearing Lance describe to all our listeners out there is we're talking in terms of metaphysical, we're talking in terms of consciousness technologies, we're talking about different realities. He's in the reality where everything is alive around him and has equal value. And that's where the land of magic happens. And so we can say that the room has furniture in it, but it also has air in it. It has the unseen in it. And there's all kinds of vibrations and patterns at play if you allow that to be real in your world. And it might not be a place that you are in all day long because you might live a different lifestyle than Lance is doing or I or Joan. But there are times when that ability to play with realities can be life-saving, and how you deal with information and how you experience it. So, Lance, you've got a great background in so many different things that you're able to participate in, and we're going to get into that and more, and what heart space, heart-centered awareness is for all of us, and we'll do that after the break.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking with Lance White, Zany Mystic. And this is usually the time that we go into heart space. So have we talked a little bit or told folks about heart space or told Lance about heart space?
Well, yeah, we've Lance and I have been talking. And I think maybe for all our listeners, we just want to remind them that heart-centered awareness is unified consciousness, the field of the heart. You know, we talk about how it's a location heart is, but it's also our emotional integrity. And then it's also the connection, the core to the all. So that's how we organize that, Lance. Does that kind of fit in with how you're referencing it?
Yes.
Okay, that makes it simple. Okay, and since we're three channelers here, we track information. I think this will be fun. So how about we take a moment, everyone, and put down whatever you're doing. And the part of you that can pay attention with us, please join us. And the part of you that has to be busy, that's fine. That part that's listening in will listen in. So just whatever you're noticing, put it up there. And shrug those shoulders. Let them drop. Let yourself feel the breath. And let's see what shows up today as technique. And technique is only the medium, the mechanism to get us into that conscious space consciously. So there's lots of different ways, and all of us do lots of different things and reach heart space. But in this moment, we're just going to, let's just, you know, it just seems like we want to close our eyes, drop your awareness out of your head, and just center it down into the chest. And this is what's nice with doing this with different guests, because Lance invites us just to go deep, because he just goes deep. So we'll just go deep with Lance. So just notice the breath deepening. There we go. And say hello to yourself. And then allow yourself to expand outward a little bit into that emotional terrain. And just notice it today and see what's there. See if it's a color or a thing, or vibrant, full of life and anarchy and lust and love and all those different things, because that's all real. So just notice those things. And then just keep going. Allow it to expand your awareness a little bit bigger beyond your physical sense of yourself, beyond your perception of yourself, into the all. Unified consciousness, where you and I are one, and where life is a spectrum and it contains everything. So let's see what we find there today, guys. Go for it. What do you notice, Joan?
Well, I am really enjoying Lance's energy. I noticed that you, just before you said about going deep, that there is a bigger quality today with his participation. So I am just reveling in it, I think.
Yeah, because you can feel the deepness, but the expansiveness is very, very obvious. And that's nice, very far-reaching. So the show was about March Madness, which is a lot of basketball, which is up in the air and in the energy. And so minute play and what comes with that minute play and that male energy that has a different resonance than a feminine. And we like them all. We inhabit all. I'm sorry. So Lance, what are you noticing?
Yes. March Madness. Well, I think it's a moment to moment madness, and it's happening in each nanosecond. So the madness is continuous, kind of like perpetual motion, and it's about being present in our bodies and aware of the vastness of our beings, and that we are all that is, and that we are literally creators of our own reality, co-creators in partnership with all that is, whether you want to call it Gaia Sophia, or, you know, a God or source or, you know, creator or whatever. It doesn't really matter what the name is, because when you go inward into the heart space, when there's a mind in the heart, and when you are coming from that mind, which is the higher heart, the higher mind, and the higher heart, then you're no longer in your head, and sometimes to other people that looks like you're crazy.
Yes.
You know, I go downtown and I might just stop and talk to a flower and have a conversation in the street. Or, you know, because when we're in that space, we literally shift everything around us. That we're literally raising the consciousness, if you want to call it that. But it's even bigger than that. The atoms and the molecules, the light that is around us, and mostly invisible, is starting to become visible to many of us. I know you guys probably see it. And the stars are beginning to are being alive. They're not just some abstract creation out there that's going to always be the same. It's they're alive and living, and they're moving around. And so,
I think what I'm noticing, Lance, and you saying that is appreciation. That everything has value. And the joy, the sheer joy of experiencing information, which is just, you know, the patterns and appreciating how you can experience awareness in our sensories. You know, we're sensory beings, and all the different ways you can experience information. So to see someone who goes up and can talk to a flower and have an exchange with it that has meaning is different than watching someone who just goes up to the flower and walks over it.
Right.
Never sees it. And so I'll define your craziness as, okay, we need rational, sure. We need to be able to take care of ourselves. But that appreciation that you're demonstrating there is precious. And we should all be that crazy.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And to not ever lose our imagination and our childlike qualities. Because that's what I see happening with children, and the essence within us, or the child within, is often locked away somewhere, and we're not even aware of it. But sometimes, even when you let it out for a moment, and there's just a little giggle and everything, we stuff it back in again because we're embarrassed, or we feel awkward, or we don't know. We're always inter-considering what other people are going to think about us. And, you know, the bottom line to that is the other people are worried about what you're thinking about them. So why should we be doing that when just let them do it for us? You just
exactly.
know that's the way it
what
is.
What are you noticing, Joan?
Well, I was thinking about what Lance just said. It's because, you know, I talk to flowers. I talk to trees. I talk to dead people. So, you know. So, you know, you're walking. And the other thing is as an empath, too, you know, you feel other people's feelings. And it's and for me, it's not local. Yeah, I was talking to Janet earlier and I was saying, you know, I was driving home and I was feeling somebody who was just dealing with a lot of chaos. And and I was thinking, and it's somebody who panicked a lot. And I'm like, OK, that's not me. You know,
right.
And I didn't locate who it was till I turned on my email, and it was like somebody, you know, I talked to last December who's moved to Minneapolis, you know, it was like totally, but I got the validation later about that energy. So it's like things are going on, you know, all the time on multiple different levels. And for a lot of people, that invisible stuff doesn't exist. And so that's why you're crazy.
And I think people resonate to different kinds of energies, whether they're conscious of it or not. And so you might be have a system that responds to a tree and a flower different than it does to people. You know, I think I have found over the years that there's so many, if everything is alive in that sense, whether it's mutable or not mutable, real or not real, or alive or not alive, however you want to make those distinctions, it has a presence of some sort. It has an energy field. It has, whether it's inert or otherwise. And so I have a feeling that people resonate to different vibrations in ways they don't notice, right? So... I think in articulating and identifying what some of those things are, I mean, we all know people that are much more comfortable talking to their cat than they are to their neighbor. We know all people that are very comfortable out in nature and get in a city and have the problem, you know? I mean, so we're all, there's lots of things to notice, and it's not for me to judge that anymore. And craziness and madness are great terms for defining something and labeling it, which aren't necessarily helpful, right? And I think what we're also talking about is silliness and the willingness to be silly and lighthearted, like Joan loves to refer to as consciousness, and trying to figure out what my cat is saying. You know, that may be silly on to somebody, but it's real to her. It's real to me. And in maybe an hour, I'll figure it out.
Well,
she's just getting in on the conversation.
Totally.
One thing I've been noticing recently is that the more present we are, the more everything is in synchronicity. So I know a lot of people experience synchronicity as, you know, 3 or 4 moments where, and it might be during a whole 24-hour period where they're startled because things have happened that just don't happen usually. They see 1111 on the car thing, and then a friend does something that's very personal. And after a while, if there are enough of those little shocks, a person is forced to ponder the thought that there are no accidents. And once that thought enters your mind, it opens up a whole world of possibilities, because then you understand that it's possible that those personal messages are synchronous just to you. And when they happen more frequently, it's like a plane at night landing to the landing lights. And they get faster and faster and faster as they synchronize. So,
well, I think one thing as humans is we can have a sense of isolation, and we are relationship based creatures. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is communication. It's you're getting a response. That synchronicity is providing an avenue of communication that you hadn't been open to. Mm-hmm. I always experience it that way. And I'm like, well, what is it that I'm not noticing, but now I'm noticing it? How is this helpful? Because I'm always looking for information to show up to be helpful in my world. And I love when I see the obvious synchronicity, because so often we're playing in such a big area, you don't see the specific of the synchronicity. You know, you see it out of context, you see a little bit, and so it appears as random. And I don't really think there's random. I think that is you unaware of the connection and the communication that's around you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, from my experience, total synchronicity is the way things really are. It's us being discordant and inharmonious with ourselves that is causing the dysfunction or the disjointedness of the synchronicity. So if you want to move closer to synchronicity, which is constant, it's like perpetual motion. Every time you turn your head, you see something that's synchronous. Every move you make, is you understand what happened. And when you go to reach for something, it just happens to be there, and you remember that you left it there 3 days ago because you didn't know what to do with it. And then you pick it up, and then you find something, and you're in this constant state
of flow
movement. Yeah, and
that's
synchronicity.
Flow. Yes.
Yeah, the flow. There you go.
Yeah, you're in the flow.
There, you know, maybe we should have somebody on the show called Flow. Janet, Joan,
Flow.
I'll be Flow.
What are you noticing, Joan?
Well, I was thinking how I'll describe our navigation through life is like kayaking down a river. And so when you're operating as consciousness, you know, you are enjoying the ride. You're not trying to kayak upstream. You are going along, and you are using, you know, you're using your awareness, you're using your skills to navigate the water, and it becomes exhilarating when you hit, you know, conflict or white water, as I'd call it. And you know, like what Lance was saying, it's like being totally in agreement with whatever shows up. You know, so when you're operating as consciousness, you know, at this higher level, you're aware that, you know, as consciousness, you're creating all of this down to the smallest detail. And so you're totally in agreement with the way things are going, whether it, and yes, it flows more easily, but, you know, you could also be in the middle of a thunder and lightning storm and be in agreement with that as well, or look at a cloud and clear the thunder and lightning storm. You know, miracles kind of happen on a very everyday basis when you're operating as consciousness.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point, Joan, in using the word being in agreement with to what happens in our lives. And that's an interesting way to notice how we make choices. Are we in agreement with something that seems tragic? Are we in agreement with something that seems joyous? Are we in agreement? It's all how we choose to connect to that experience. And in being free to go, oh, look, notice what's going on around me. Notice how I'm in it. Takes you out of that reactive place into a responding place so that you can go, oh, here I thought it was over here. It's really over there. Because how many times have we tried to do something and it just doesn't happen? And we keep trying to make it happen. And then all of a sudden something shows up and you go, oh, that's because it was supposed to be this. I think that's quite common to all of us until we learn how we are with consciousness, as consciousness, and in our individuality of our person and our meat suit here, mm-hmm. and the difference between that higher viewpoint that we can have where we can see ourselves falling over and kicking ourselves. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I like the analogy, I think that was Janet that said it, that of a river. And
oh, that's Joan.
Joan?
We'll give Joan credit.
Well, anyway, since we're all one consciousness, then
yes, right.
You know, it doesn't matter because we're all one. So right. What came out of the field was the image of a river going around these huge boulders.
Yes.
And what I see people doing in life is they're battling with windmills. And
yes.
they're coming up to the obstacle and then trying to make the rock go away because I'm so who I am, and that rock shouldn't be there, and it has to move before I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more Zen-like movement is to be the water and go mm-hmm. around the rock, and eventually it wears it down to a pebble of sand, and that sand goes back into the ocean and is reabsorbed into the ocean, which I feel is what we're doing now. We're returning as one consciousness, and that would signal the beginning of some telepathic and empathic adjustments, so to speak.
Definitely. So what we're noticing for all our listeners, let's check in there. What is the rock that's really a pebble in your flow? Just notice, allow what comes to mind. What is it that you've really been pushing against that maybe isn't what you think it is at all? So just notice it. Put it up there. And if that rock could talk to you, what would it say? If the illusion of the water, and everything's illusionary in our world, so if you have the illusion of the water, what does the water say? What does the cloud say? What does the bird say? Let anything that is there speak to you. There you go. And just notice. Because we all have rocks in our streams. And sometimes they're huge, and sometimes in the big view, they're just really quite little. If you take a Google map approach to that stream, do you even see it? Maybe not. And I think what's fun about our shows, Joan, so often is that things come up unexpectedly and you just stay with the flow, right? You just let it
roll. And Lance knows this from doing live radio as well, is that, you know, it really, it's an improv game. You just do have to go with the flow. So,
yeah. And life is an improv. Right? I mean, the way we hold it in our awareness, it's an improv. And, you know, no matter how much we like our control mechanisms, we play games with it. You know, what our conscious control is and what our consciousness as control is, and, you know, what its discernments are about who we will be and what we will experience in a lifetime.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Janet, is that, you know, I approach life as an improv, and I think mm-hmm. when you're operating as consciousness, that it becomes an improv. But mm-hmm. that if you're not operating with consciousness, then you are following the scripts and the patterns and you know, then it's not an improv, it's a preconceived, you know, predestined
right.
thing. What's your experience of that, Lance?
Well, yeah, I agree with what you guys are saying, that life is an improv and we're all actors on the stage. And the main distinction that we can make is by being conscious of the fact that we are actors, and we can shift our consciousness and observe ourselves playing playing Lance as he walks through his life, and mm-hmm. kind of create a separate observer, or you could call it an observer, that watches our own actions, and you become that observer. And at some point, it becomes comical because you see the trickery of other people's illusions, and of course, we see what we have within us. So if we're seeing things that are irritating and just making us crazy, well, it's important to remember that we couldn't see those things unless that was a reflection of where of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to change the mirror, you have to change yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the mirror to smile back at you, you have to smile first. And if you don't like the reflection, then change where you are. We don't have to tolerate relationships or people or anything that is causing us to feel tension. And that's my big trigger, is that when I'm feeling my gut reaction telling me that I'm worried about something or not relaxed, and I'm starting to get into my head about I've got to do X, Y, Z, then I have to stop and look at that and say, do I really need to do this? Well, no, I could do it tomorrow or the next day. So that I strip that away. And mm-hmm. then I keep stripping these things away in kind of an Advaita manner, the non-dual philosophies. And eventually you come to the still place or still point within, which is the heart space or the mind of the heart, the core, or zero point. And once mm-hmm. you're there, the pendulum stops swinging. And goodness knows I've done enough swinging in my day, and it's about time for that. I had to finally say, okay, that's enough swinging. So, you know, at some point you reach your fill.
I think you're very right. Let's see. There's something here to notice. What is it? I think what you're describing, Lance, so well, is how we go in and out of beingness and the level of us as consciousness, as us as personality, and that it is the blend of the two. Right? Consciousness is looking to have an experience, and my awareness is always that it doesn't really like to be bored. It likes to have things happen. And it doesn't really, not attached to what happens. It's just that something happens. And that we, the personality part of us, makes something out of it and makes the story and observes it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, in offering our listeners that every day you have challenges to deal with. And how we go in and out, it's very hard to stay in a heart-centered space when you're dealing with lots of different things and you have commitments and you have a life and obligations and people and et cetera, et cetera. We always admire those or envy those who can sit on a pillow somewhere and be the mystic and, you know, and we're there for self and others through ourselves. But for most of our listeners, probably that's not their real experience. So it's the chaos that of flow and lots of different flows, because you may be in your flow, but the people around you are not in their flow. They're out of flow. So it might put you out of your flow. But it's your ability to recover and go back to this state is what we're looking to provide for all of us here, is that real things happen. Time happens. Space happens because we've set it up for it to be that way. But we play with those realities. And what you think and who you think you are in your experience is what you were describing, Lance, is that change how you acknowledge how you show up, allow it to be a softer, gentler version of you, and things can happen. Wonderful things can happen. And then tragedy can happen, and out of that comes something that has value to you. So we're not saying it's all lovey-dovey and you talk to flowers all day. What we're saying is that when you are with the flower, you notice the flower. When you're with your son, you notice your son. And always, you are the constant in that relationship.
Yeah, and your son might say something really profound that's more intelligent than the greatest genius that's graduated from the highest college with honors. You know, so that's part of the mind's trickery, is to place gradations or levels or hierarchies of things that a child can't be smart or deliver a line from Gaia Sophia or from a goddess, you know, that's everywhere. Well, she's very powerful, and she has a few helpers that will slash away the illusions of our pretentious egos and vanity, which is largely what people are feeding. So, you know, if you really want to get down to the core, this is dirty business. And people don't like it because they don't want to give up the false imitation things that sparkle and glitter. But the truth of the matter is they wear out and break and dissolve into nothingness. And really, all life is really nothing significant that means nothing, and it's not worth getting all upset about. So, you know, if you're creating something from nothing, what is that? That's nothing. So just play and have fun with people. And if people are closed up, I went down to the store today and had some interactions with people, and everyone I met, it was bizarre, everyone I met knew about chemicals in the food and this and that, and one person said we need a health food store that has organic food that is clean and clean water. And I said, yes, why don't you do it? So, yeah, well, we jumped around, had fun, and there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, you just jump into the waters of life and play. It's like a game. Yeah. Have fun. People are too darn serious today. You know, we think that everything is a serious matter, and it has implications and meanings, and what if I do that? It doesn't mean a damn thing. So just accept it and do what pleases
you. Get over
you.
It already.
Yeah, get over yourself.
Well, you got anything there you want to offer, Joan, before we come out of heart?
No, I think it's time to come out of heart. Well, actually, never come out of heart, but it's definitely time to come back up to street level, so to speak.
We bring our awareness back out, but we're always in heart. You're right. I apologize for that statement. So, everyone, here we go. So just notice what you notice. And we've had a lovely time in our conscious awareness of being in heart space and what that is for each of us. So just allow yourself to come back into your sense of self, that perception you have of yourself in your arms, and your legs, and torso, etc. And notice the emotional terrain there and see if it looks a little different, a little lighter. Now, it also could be inviting mayhem, which is what we're talking about. So it's okay if things look a little shook up in there, or you feel a little shook up, because actually that's what we're inviting you, is to experience that for yourself and know you're okay. Because what if things were a little lighter, like Lance is talking about? What if there was a little lightheartedness? That can't be a bad thing, huh? That can't be a bad thing at all. So as you bring your awareness back in and as you come back out up, that part of you that'll be there will be there, and the rest of you that's got to pay attention to paying your bills and driving somewhere is there. There we go. All right. Oh, well, that was nice. Yeah. We invite the quiet. Feels like it's been a good rest down there. And when we come back from the commercial break, we'll wrap it all up for all of us.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your Joan Newcomb. I'm along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. And we have been talking about all sorts of things in consciousness with Lance White, Zany Mystic.
Now tell me what question triggered channeling means to you, Lance. I love that statement.
Well, you know how people say that, you know, ask and ye shall receive, and that it's necessary to ask a question or ask for, you know, what it is that you really want to receive an answer or to get insights or whatever. It's kind of similar to that. I have difficulty just, you know, proselytizing and shoving information down people's throats, so I never do it. I mean, I do it, but, you know, it's got so subtle I hardly notice it. But to answer your question, if somebody asks me a question somehow, and I don't know how, I can't figure it out, somehow I tap into the field and information starts flowing, and when it stops, then that's the end of the communication. So I know you guys know about that from Stanley.
Well,
so that's kind of what it is. If somebody asks me a question, I'll answer, and sometimes I'm thinking, wow, I didn't know that, you know? And so I learn as the question is being answered.
Well, that's the way we do it, don't we, John?
Yeah, I developed this my original training was to do face-to-face readings, and I wasn't used to doing things on the phone. And when I switched to doing phone readings, I found that I needed to hear people tell me key words, and then I'd get visual images for answers. So when you were talking about question-based channeling, it's like, yeah, I don't pull things out of the ethers. I don't pull things, you know, I have to hear your question, and I'll give you a specific focused response based on that. But I also, you know, I'm leery of the word channeling because, I don't channel Ramtha.
Or
anything, you know, I'm basically channeling consciousness. I'm channeling
myself.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not a particular voice
that
shares
Thank
information.
You.
It's all voices and rocks and flowers. And
Yeah.
can...
Duty.
Yeah, really. So,
like that. Yes, absolutely right.
Well, for listeners, how are you doing out there? We've given you a lot to kind of play with. And if you were to think in terms of having fun or zaniness in your life, what little way could that show up? What would it be like to allow for a little silliness today? Oh, or March Madness and boys acting out and spring break and girls acting out at spring break and those college years and enthusiasms.
Cats acting out on spring break.
Acting out. She just really wants her two cents in here. So if we just notice, we definitely have a few more minutes we can chat. What are you noticing, Lance?
I just what you're saying, that, you know, let yourself go. Don't focus on the past because it's not real. It's not there. And that if you go down the conspiracy rabbit hole, that's fine, as long as you're conscious of it. But the life is lived in the present. And last night I was I watched a YouTube video with about George Harrison, and he was an awakened being. There's no question in my mind. And so I went into YouTube and played his song "Wawa." And I'm just suggesting that whoever chooses to do this might find this to be an amusing experiment. And as George was singing the song "Wawa," I was getting these, you know, the energy from the song, and I started bebopping in the chair, and pretty soon I was up in the living room just twirling and dancing and moving my arms, and I realized that, you know, I was being moved, and I was just movement. And so try something like that to completely take you out of your mind, because confusion is a high state, and it's okay to be in the unknown and the question mark. Allow yourself, I need to allow myself to not know the answers to everything and to be okay with it and to live in the paradox, to step out of duality and live it in the question mark. And that's really a big secret to moving out of duality is, you know, noticing the black and white thinking. Is it this way or is that? Is it good or is it bad? And that's the way we're programmed to think, and that's not real. So one way to step out of that is just notice it and don't jump to any conclusions, because there are none that will hold up.
That's totally true. How interesting. Bells and whistles ringing in this house are confirmations. And I totally agree with what you were saying there. And that's very funny, because last night I was watching part of a YouTube on the concert for George Harrison.
Oh. Wow.
I don't do often. We were.
Me too. Yeah.
You were watching. Were you watching the same thing, you guys?
I don't think so.
I think so. We may have been. Really?
This was Eric Clapton at Prince Albert Hall for concert for after George Harrison passed away. So
Of
the blue. I've never listened to it before. So obviously we were in some mind sync there. So what are you noticing, Joan?
I'm noticing that you guys were in sync last night. I was watching, you know, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, but that's the only way I get my news besides Twitter. So that's how I stay up to date.
You got it. Okay. Well, I think probably we need to wrap ourselves up here, do we?
Well, so we didn't actually mention Lance's website and all his groovy information at the top front.
Okay.
So we should. So Lance, tell us, how do people get a hold of you?
If you want them to get a hold of you.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely. You know, whatever. When somebody wants to do that, you know, I'm open, I'm free. And my email is zanymystic59@yahoo.com. I have a group on Facebook called the Galactic History Discussion Group, and there's about 6,500 members, I guess. I don't know. And you know, there's no difference between one person and 10 million. You know, it's like just a conversation that we're having. I'm on Facebook as Lance White, and my radio show is on BBS Radio here at the fabulous BBS Radio. And I've been doing radio here for 9 years plus, and my show is called Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic, and that's about it.
All right.
That's a lot. So there's, and actually, and you're on YouTube too, and that's where we were catching some of your videos as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of archived shows that somebody did for me. He set up a nice YouTube channel, but then he went off and did something else. So they're not all there, but a few of the interviews I've done have been on there, and the 20 interviews, the videos I did with Andrew Bartzis in Mount Shasta on the Galactic History are there, as well as on the site www.galactichistory.com. And after those videos were made, and we'd made them back-to-back at Mount Shasta, maybe 7 per day, and with 5 minutes breaks in between, and it was all impromptu, and it was all in the now, there was no script. And when I got home and finally got the DVDs, I was so just transfixed by the information that I transcribed them. And so you can watch all of those videos at the galactichistory.com site. And for a small donation, you can get the transcripts that I did, along with the 21st transcript, which I wrote, offering my comments and telling you who I am, which is, you know, if somebody's making comments about something, I went, well, who is this guy? You know? So I start out saying, this is who I am, and blah, blah, blah. And then people can intuitively feel into it and say, yes, this is for me, or maybe no, this is ridiculous or silly, or maybe later.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lance. We've really enjoyed your energy and all that good information and your zany vibe. I can feel
it,
definitely.
Yeah. I love being here.
And so what we got, Joan, we want to let everyone know you can reach me at janetandbeyond.com. And there's a couple of offers there for you, free offers, if you join in, subscribe. And Joan, what do you got going?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on joan-newcomb.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations. Actually, yeah, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And we're also on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can find me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And you can find me on Facebook, too. Just hunt me down. And sounds like we're sliding into home here. So
We're sliding.
We are body sliding. All right.
Yeah, we can do a super slide. Yeah, just right across consciousness. There we go, everyone. Okay, bye.
Yes, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and she's Janet Barrett, and we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.